Oh, Vizepräsidentin, ist meine Frisur okay?
Nee. Ich mag es ja länger gern, aber bei dir wäre jetzt echt mal vorne die Simpelfranzen. Kennst du das Wort?
Nein.
Simpelfranzen?
Nein.
Simpelfranzen, ich weiß auch nicht. Simpel, simpel ist ja ein bisschen so doof wie Simpelfranzel, sagt man da bei uns.
Aha, das ist sehr, sehr schwäbisch oder bayerisch.
Sehr, sehr bald, sehr schwäbisch. Und heute hat der Präsident auch gerade gesagt, heute ist der schwarze Donnerstag. Der schwarze Donnerstag. Also der Weiberkasselabend ist bei uns im Schwäbischen der Schwarze. Da rennt man rum und schmiert dich dann mit schwarzer Asche
Mit
oder so.
Kohle, mit Kohle,
Mit
mit Kohle
Kohle,
im
genau.
Gesicht, ja.
Und morgen ist der gumpige Freitag. Gumpig heißt, ich ziehe dich an der Nase. Bei dir lohnt sich das ja. Also, da zieht man.
Ja. Gumbig, aha.
Gumpig, ich weiß nicht, woher das kommt. Keine Ahnung.
Gumpen sind eher für diese tiefen Stellen in den Felsen, Gumpen,
Echt,
in
hab
den
noch nie.
Bergen.
Echt?
Ja.
Noch nie gehört.
Ja, in Tirol und so heißt das Gumpen, Gumpen.
Aha.
Wenn du eine
Ach.
Asseüberquerung machst, dann.
Ach, Frau Sauer, haben Sie irgendein Thema, wo Ali nicht wieder alles, aber auch wirklich alles weiß? Es ist schrecklich.
Ich glaube, das wird schwierig, ein Thema, ein solches Thema zu finden.
Ah! Pop und Popkultur. Popkultur, da ist ja Musik
Da
wohl.
sind Sie bestimmt besser
Da
bewandert,
bin ich
ja.
besser, aber wenn es um klassische Musik angeht, russische Musik, da ist Ali wirklich gut.
Ich habe gerade eben mal gegoogelt auf die Schnelle. Also Herr Sobotka kommt nicht aus Tirol. Der scheint aus Niederösterreich zu kommen.
Niederösterreich, gut.
Sobotka ist eigentlich
Ja, das
Samstagler.
stimmt. Sobot, genau.
Das ist ein slawisches Wort.
Das stimmt, für
Sobotka.
Samstag.
Ach, es wird Zeit, dass wir wieder irgendwie international unterwegs
Ja,
sind. Mir fehlt es
ja.
echt total.
Ich vermisse keine
Allerdings.
Reise. Ich vermisse keine Reise.
Ja, aber die
Ich
IPU,
schon.
ja, ich schon, wirklich. Und die IPU,
Ja.
so verrückt wie sie ist und so anstrengend und so, wo du dir dann mal denkst, was um alles in der Welt soll das alles? Aber es fehlt schon was. Und ich glaube,
Ja.
gerade in Pandemiezeiten ist es ein Riesenproblem. Und diese 100.000 virtuellen Konferenzen, die die da jetzt machen, das kann es halt nicht ersetzen.
Ja,
Das ist.
ja, ja, ja. Also gerade die IPU lebt ja auch von ihren Side-Events und eben von den bilateralen Kontakten. Ja.
Ist wirklich ein Problem. Also, ich glaube am Leben nicht, das glauben Sie, dass diese Wien-Konferenz stattfindet?
Also ganz
Im
ehrlich,
Juli?
nein, ich kann es mir nicht vorstellen. Die ganze Welt, ja, kann ich mir nicht
Also vielleicht
vorstellen.
könnte man, wissen Sie aus der Perspektive, dass es dann vielleicht in Österreich besser ist, bei uns besser, aber das fängt ja in anderen Weltregionen erst
Ja.
an. Das heißt, die sind dann, also ich will ihn auch danach fragen. Ich will ihn auch fragen, wie er das plant. Ich weiß nur, er hat mir geschrieben, ich habe ihm geschrieben letzte Woche, hat er mir geantwortet, dass es halt für ihn auch ganz schlimm ist als IPU-Präsident. Er
Ja,
kann
das glaube ich. Ja, das glaube ich.
ähnlich wie
Er
die, wie
hängt fest,
sein,
wahrscheinlich in Portugal.
ja.
Ja.
Ähnlich wie seine Kollegin, die ihr Auge gelitten hat und ihr Abschlussjahr war ja ihre Abschlusszeit. Da wollte sie ja nochmal so richtig
Ja.
große Show machen und es.
Ja, hat alles nicht geklappt, ja.
Nee.
Nee, genau. Nee, aber genau das ist eben der Punkt. Ich kann mir nicht vorstellen, dass die ganze Welt nach Wien kommt. Also wie gesagt, selbst wenn Europa bis dahin halbwegs geimpft wäre, was ja auch noch mit aller Vorsicht zu genießen ist, aber dann ist eben wirklich fraglich, ja, ob man sich dann eben die ganze Welt in eine Stadt einladen möchte.
Frau Sador, ist denn die Herbstsitzung, ist die schon gecancelt oder
Nein.
war das die Verschiebung auf
Kigali,
Ruanda?
das ist Kigali, immer noch Kigali geplant im November.
Ja, das kann es
Wir
gar nicht.
haben kommende Woche am Dienstag gibt es eine Question and Answer Session mit dem IPU-Sekretariat, wo wir als Sekretäre gebrieft werden, wie das weitere Fortgehen geplant ist jetzt mit der IPU. Wir wissen bisher, dass die nächste Versammlung im Mai virtuell stattfinden soll. Das ist jetzt wohl beschlossen. Das hat das Excom der IPU beschlossen. Und zwar wird das in der Woche mit dem Pfingstmontag stattfinden.
Oh, das darf doch nicht wahr sein.
Ab dem 24. Mai.
Da sind die Leute doch im Urlaub. Das gibt's ja gar nicht.
Aber viel
Da
mehr
muss.
weiß ich da eben auch noch nicht. Deswegen haben wir da auch noch keine näheren Einzelheiten verschickt, weil ich eben hoffe, dass ich im Laufe der kommenden Woche dazu Näheres erhalte.
Können doch nicht, wenn Pfingsten ist, eine Sitzung machen, ist doch bekloppt. Soll ich ihn gleich mal fragen?
Ja, gerne.
Kann ich ja machen, das mache ich als nächsten Punkt.
Genau, sehr gerne. Ja.
Berlin hat, wäre denn Pacheco Duarte eingeladen worden zu dem Berlin-Treffen?
Nee, 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 das ist ja die EU-PPK.
Ja, da wird er nicht
Nein,
eingeladen als
nein,
Gast. Dann sage
nein.
ich da nichts dazu, sondern Sie
Nein, bitte nicht,
wissen,
genau.
IPU Wien und IPU die reguläre im Mai.
Genau, die ist geplant vom 24. bis 28. Mai, nach meinen Informationen.
Was ist ein Pfingsten auf Englisch? Auf Französisch ist Spanisch der Code, aber.
Ja, genau, das hätte ich Ihnen jetzt auch sagen können. Ja. Gucke ich gerade mal.
Und im Herbst,
Und im Herbst ist
November.
Ruanda, ist immer noch vom 6. bis zum 10. Ruanda geplant.
Pentecost.
Ah, danke.
Pentecost. Okay. Ja, das glaube ich nicht, dass das so. Puh. Und unsere alte Delegation, die darf weiter agieren, auch im neuen Bundestag bis zur Neukonstituierung, ne?
Bis zur, genau, und das wird tatsächlich insofern ein Problem, wenn eben die Konstituierung ja bis zum 24. Oktober stattfinden muss und wir unsere IPU-Delegation dann eben erst ja, zum 6. November haben. Also
Ja, dann werden sie
Kigali
halt, genau.
ist geplant ab 6.
Wie ist denn das,
Ja.
wenn jetzt einer in unserer Delegation ist, der aber nicht mehr im Bundestag ist?
Genau, das ist das Thema. Genau das ist das Problem. Der
Aber
ist dann nicht mehr, der darf dann nicht mehr mit zur IPU, laut den Statuten.
die Regel war mindestens 6 Monate oder ein. Bis die nächste Delegation
Ja.
feststeht, dürfen die alten Mitglieder reisen.
Obwohl sie nicht mehr dem Bundestag
Ja, ich
angehören.
glaube wohl, ja.
Das
Ja,
war, ich kann mich erinnern.
dann erkundige ich mich danach nochmal. Also mir hatte man gesagt, wenn sie nicht mehr dem Bundestag angehören, ist das also nicht mehr der Fall, wenn
Ich
Sie,
kann mich erinnern, Entschuldigung, als wir
ja?
nach St. Petersburg gefahren sind, da
Ja?
gab es auch eine ähnliche Debatte und da wurde gesagt, solange die neue Delegation, die Delegation in der neuen Legislaturperiode nicht feststeht, dürfen die alten Mitglieder mitreisen.
Okay. Gut. Da erkundige ich mich, ja. Aber da planen wir sowieso noch mal separate Informationen, eben gerade was den Wahlperiodenwechsel jetzt
Ja.
anbelangt.
Claudia,
Und
wir haben
noch.
kurz darüber gesprochen, über die Pünktlichkeit. Also kannst du dich erinnern, so
Ja.
vor 2 Stunden.
Ja. Genau.
Ja,
Und
ich hoffe dann
wir müssen auch diese
auch auf.
Geschäftsordnung auf den Weg bringen, was die IPU angeht, dass wir da klarere Regeln haben. Das war ja, die letzte Sitzung war ja ein bisschen schwierig.
Ja. Ich hoffe, dass ich auf der Q&A-Session, die da kommende Woche, wie gesagt, stattfindet, dann auch Näheres erfahre, was mit den Resolutionsentwürfen, die eben jetzt in der Pipeline sind,
Ja,
passiert.
genau, weil das wär super, wenn Sie da mal nachfragen, weil ich meine,
Ja.
unser Draft, der ist ja sozusagen über ein Jahr alt jetzt. Und es hat sich ja was getan in diesem Jahr. Also sowohl die Lage hat sich verschärft, es gibt mehr Katastrophen, es gibt mehr Debatten sogar über Klima und Sicherheit. Ob man noch mal wie sagt man da, eine Bearbeitung macht
Eine
oder ob die so
Anpassung,
ist, genau, eine
ja.
Anpassung macht, also wie man damit umgeht.
Also wir hatten ja im Laufe des Jahres ja dann nochmal eine Passage zur Covid-19-Pandemie mit reingebracht. Das war dann aber
Genau.
nur ein einzelner Satz. Und das ist
Ja.
jetzt auch schon wieder bestimmt ein gutes halbes Jahr her.
Ja. Eben. Und dieser neue Text, danke übrigens für die englische Version von dem, also wirklich super. Ich wusste gar nicht, dass es das auf Englisch gibt. Das ist echt ein toller Bericht. Den
Ja,
müssen Sie wirklich,
finde
das ist
ich auch.
wirklich toll. Super.
Da kann man
Pulcandon
vielleicht einiges mit reinbringen.
Adignans. Ja,
Ja,
ja.
ja, ja.
So, Herr Pacheco, wo ist er? Mensch, sind schon 10 Minuten. Ich habe auch nicht ewig Zeit. Ist denn auf portugiesischer Seite irgendjemand?
Ja. Also die Mitarbeiter sind schon beide da.
Aber da sitzt niemand, oder? Arthur?
Ja,
Ja,
sie
die
haben
sind.
beide die Kamera ausgeschaltet. Kamera
Genau,
und
die
Mikro.
warten auf
Dear
Pat.
Arthur and dear da Lila, do you have an idea when Duarte will arrive? Because we have session, we have plenary session, and it's not possible for me to wait too long for him. Do you have any idea when he will arrive?
Hi, good afternoon, Mrs.
Good
Walsh.
afternoon.
Hi, how are you? Mr. Pacheco, he just left another meeting, and Arthur is at the parliament. I'm at home, so I cannot check, but he has checked that he should be arriving in very, very soon. I'm sorry for the delay because he also had a meeting before and one meeting after, and so I probably think that he should be arriving. I'm sorry for the
Yeah,
delay.
okay. I only wanted to know because we had this plenary session, and
Oh,
but this
no.
is also it's I think it's worldwide that in pandemic times you have the idea there is a lockdown, nothing to do, but there is even more to
No.
do.
Yeah.
It's worse at the moment because there are
Yeah.
so many meetings and this our schedule at the Portuguese Parliament it is not the normal schedule. So we have committee meetings where we should have plenary sessions, and so it's all a big mess.
Yeah, man, we deeply regret, really. We are fully with you, with our hearts and with everything, with Portugal.
And with your doctors and with your
Yes, too.
you have
Yeah.
we have German staff here. Oh, Mr.
Oh,
Pacheco has a
finally he's coming. Oh, my dear friend Duarte, my God. We don't hear you. Yeah.
Ah, no, it's okay. How are you, Claudia? More younger.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No. First of all, thank you so much that you have a time. I can
No,
imagine
of
that you
course.
are terrible busy. And please let me tell you for all our Portuguese friends from the bottom of my heart. The best wishes and warm greetings from our president, Dr. Schäuble, from my colleagues. We are really so sorry what's happening and so concerned about the situation in your country. And we really do hope that you can deal with it. And I wrote you that if you have an idea what we could do to support you, please let us know. Let us know. And we had this morning a debate in the parliament. Our Chancellor Merkel, she spoke, and she mentioned that there is a global dimension, an international dimension, that we should not only be concentrated on what's happening in our country, but in the European Union and with Portugal, we feel really so close. And what's happening to you is also happening to us. And perhaps if you can say some words about the situation today in your country, because really we are concerned. We in Germany, okay, we continue. The lockdown will be now till March 5, and probably then it will once again continued. But I think you are very more hit by this terrible pandemic.
Thank you so much, Claudia. Your words, but not just your special words today, but also the solidarity from Germany is something that we will never forget. Yes, it was an awful situation. And we don't, maybe, we are trying to understand what happened. It was because, you know, we are a Catholic country, and people loves Christmas, in Christmas time, to be together. And before Christmas, we have many cases, yes, but and we have lockdown, but the government, with the support of the political parties of the opposition, so it's not possible to criticize the government, because it's something that we need to allow people to have a Christmas time as usual, may I say. And people so travel from Lisbon and from Oporto to the small towns to do the Christmas with their families. We have immigrants that are coming from Great Britain, for instance, to pass Christmas with us and so on. And after it, the numbers begin to rise. And rise. And in the middle of January, in 15th of January, we need to have a very, very hard lockdown, because our hospitals are completely full. We have queues of ambulances near the hospitals, because they are not possible to attend all the people that needs to go to one urgency in one hospital. Doctors and nurses, they are working 24 hours a day, and so on. It was awful. Thank God, yes, we received help from Germany, from Austria, and also, for instance, we send people that are with coronavirus and need treatment to Madeira and to Azores, because there the situation there is not so bad. And we have now a better situation. Mm-hmm. In summer, during our last summer, we have 200-300 cases a day. Mm-hmm. In September, 400. In November, we passed to 1,000. But in January, we have 10,000. 40,000, 14,000, 17,000 a day. It was completely, so it was not, it was exponential, because if we are growing and growing, no, it passed from 1,000 to 14,000 in 2 weeks. And now, we have a very hard lockdown. Schools are closed. Companies, everyone needs to work at home. Our parliament meets just once per week. And the committees and so on, we are trying to do also by virtual tools. We close our borders with Spain, with Brazil, with the UK. And now the things are much better. Yesterday we have 4,000 cases. So the numbers fall from the 15 to 15, 12, 10, and now 4,000 yesterday. And so the things are much better. Of course, We will vote today. We will have a session. We will vote to have more 15 days with the lockdown, emergency state, because we need to put it behind 1,000, and only then we may think to reopen the things, schools and so on. But also, I think that we have a problem with the vaccination, because the vaccines are not coming as we wish, and as it was programmed, because the European Union division and commitment was one thing, the reality is other thing. And when we have at the news, we will receive today 9,000 doses of vaccines. What is 9,000? It is nothing. And so the things are very, vaccines are so slowly that maybe we will not have the recuperation we wish so quickly. But thank God, and thank you so much, the things are much better than 15 days ago. And with more 15 days, I believe it will be not 15 days. You know, our constitution allows us to vote just 15 days of lockdown, and so each 15 days we need to vote one more. Once again, it is not possible by constitution to approve 1 month of lockdown. And so I believe that we will have maybe before Easter, in the beginning of April, will not be open the society and the economy, because I believe that our government are afraid that may happen with Easter what happened with Christmas, you know. If we solve the situation and maybe in 15 of March we said now, yes, the situation is controlled and we open the economy and the schools and circulation will be possible again, people will have again, and also because people are tired, you know. We are all of this began last March, we need to say. 1 year with this problem, and people need to, and you know, Latins, we like to kiss each other, to be together, to families and so on. And if we say then in 15 of March, in Easter, people may join again and have huge celebrations, and in 15 of April, we are again with the problem. I believe that the government, it is not kind to say that, it is not popular, but I believe that we will not have Easter as usual, because it's good to save lives, and this situation needs to be this way, without circulation between municipalities, with everyone needs to be at home at 8 p.m. and so on. Restaurants closed, shops are closed, the public services are working only by virtual tools and so on. All March, 15 days of April, all March, and only after Easter it will be possible try to reopen slowly, but because it's more safe.
Thank you so much, dear Duarte, to tell me this. We had So in Germany, Christmas this year was not the normal Christmas. We have also this Christmas in Germany, you can imagine, is also family together. And New Year's Eve in Berlin, normally there are 1.5 million people for celebrating New Year's Eve. This was in no place in Germany it was allowed to celebrate New Year's Eve. People were, it was very restrictive even to go out in the evening. And Christmas was very hard because I could not even visit my family, my sister, because she was only allowed to have one visitor, her son. And then she said, Claudia, what shall we do? So therefore it's more positive than in Portugal for us. But the number of people that died, passed away, there are more than 60,000. And this is really a terrible number. Vaccination in Germany is very difficult. It does not work very good. People thought it would be good quite soon, but I think there are only 2.7% of the population is, we started with people elder than 80 years. And then the problem is that we have, this is a very important year in Germany, a very important political year in Germany. We have 6 state elections in March 15 or 14, I don't know, Sunday, March 15. There is the election in Baden-Württemberg, the second largest state in Germany, in Rheinland-Pfalz. Very important. Then we have state elections, and in September we have the national elections. And it's you had the presidential elections in Portugal, but you can imagine it's so difficult to make an election campaign with internet. You cannot address people, you cannot speak to them. I make a speech, I do not see their faces. Not know how the, this is terrible, and it's so difficult. And we will see. I'm almost sure there will be a new government. I'm quite sure that the Greens will be in the government. We are in the polls quite good. We are around 20%, so always on place number 2 after the Conservatives. So we will see, but it's very difficult. And that brings me to why I wanted to talk to you, my dear friend. I wanted to inform you that within the our wonderful 12 plus, those who are represented in the preparatory committee, for example, Norway or Belgium or Austria or Iceland and Germany, we wanted to go prepared into the meeting of 22nd of February. And I wanted to tell you what our main points are. I spoke to the president of the Norwegian parliament. I will talk to the Austrian representative, to Mr. Sobotka, and the Norwegian friend. She spoke already with Iceland and Belgium. The 2 points, Duarte. The first, how we propose to work on the final declaration of the World Parliament President's Conference. And second, the items we should discuss. The first, we are not happy with the idea to have a drafting committee, because the experiences of the last time were not very good, that the influence was very difficult to have an influence in this drafting committee. And you remember that the Chinese delegation, of course, was very, very hard. So at the end, there was a declaration which was not supported by everybody. And Germany, for example, made a reservation. And to avoid this, to have more influence, we would propose and suggest, and it's also an idea of the Austrian delegation, and I think my Norwegian colleague, she also agrees, that like in the past, the declaration, the final declaration, the draft is made by your secretariat, by the IPU secretariat, that then we can work on it and our influence is better. So this is the first point I wanted to discuss with you. If you have specific points for this preparatory committee meeting, please let me know. My president, Dr. Schäuble, he asked me to be present in this preparation and to be the deputy of himself. He said he has confidence in me and that I like and love IPU and that I know you. So he said, Claudia, you have to do this. I'm happy if you do this. The second point, Duarte, I think it would be good. I don't know what you are, what for you the priorities for items for the conference are, but we think that it would be very important to speak about and to discuss the role of democratic parliaments, so the role of parliaments in pandemic. We have this debate also in our parliament that more and more the governments are taking, are making all the decisions and the parliament, yeah, what is the parliament doing? So the role in of the legislative power in these times, I think would be good and to have an exchange. What can we learn out of the role and the situation of the parliaments in this pandemic? And then perhaps your assistants can provide you, there's a new report made by the Munich Security Conference. By the way, the Security Conference of Munich should take place next weekend, but of course it cannot take place, so it is postponed on June. And they worked out a very important report on the polypandemic. And they said that there are worldwide, especially in the global south, serious and terrible consequences of COVID pandemic on other pandemics. So on hunger, inequality, poverty, violence, authoritarianism, education, health pandemic. And Duarte, I think that this is something which touches all parliaments all over the world. The title of this report is Pandemic and worked out by the Munich Security Conference, especially made by Mr. Ischinger. Perhaps it would be also good for you as president to invite Ischinger as a guest speaker, because he's so concerned. And he said to me, if we forget what's happening all over the world in the global south, what's happening in Brazil, but also in South Africa and all over the world, if we do not take it as our common and united challenge to deal with the pandemic, then we will lose, and especially democratic, our democracies will lose. This was one proposal, and the other one was I discussed with Norway, and this is our position as the German delegation too, that we thought what could be the items that bring together all delegations in your IPU. You are the president, but what is the item or what is the challenge we are, or the threat we are all touched? And this is the pandemic, but this is also the climate crisis. And you remember in the last meetings of IPU, we had these side events, we had the debates, we had also a discussion in Geneva on the climate crisis. And I think the IPU could show that in pandemic times, in COVID times, we should not forget that there is a climate crisis with all the consequences, but for example, conflicts resulting from the climate-related disasters and their consequences. So these are the work in the committee and the items we would like to propose for you. But perhaps you have an idea about the meeting or the discussion we will have in February. And perhaps you have also an idea about the meeting in Vienna, whether it will can take place or not. And I'm a little bit concerned. I don't know whether it's the July meeting in Vienna. Perhaps we are in better times in July in Portugal and in Germany, but in other parts of the world, it starts already the pandemic. So what are your plans? Sorry, I spoke too long.
No.
I wanted to communicate our debate in our discussion in the 12 plus.
Claudia, thank you so much. No, it's very important, the contribution that you are sending me. I will share some information. And next Monday, it will be the meeting of the 12 plus. I will attend the meeting and share with all the group also this information. So, what we decided until now. Our next assembly in May will be virtual. It will not be in Geneva because the authorities in Switzerland, they will not allow a huge event like one assembly of IPU.
Yeah.
And so it will be virtual. We decide also it will take at least the secretariat is preparing, because we decide we need to have one assembly. It is not possible to wait for Kigali to have assembly and to be, because our last assembly was in Belgrade in 2019. And it's not possible to wait for so long. And so we will have one. Because when we have one assembly, we have also the governing council and also committees. We will have everything by virtual. And so not as usual, four days for all the meetings, but for instance, 2 weeks. 1 week will be for committees, and the other week will be the governing council and the assembly. And so, of course, no one needs to attend all the meetings, but if I wish to attend the first committee or the second committee, I will choose the time I will be there, and so on. So this is what we decided. And also the item that will be discussed is more or less, I don't know the exact words, but something similar, to win how parliaments can help to win the battle against coronavirus and its consequences.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because in its consequences, we may put everything. As you said, Claudia, we have a lot of consequences of the pandemic. Economical consequences, of course. Social, poverty are increasing in many countries. Also, about the rules of democracy in some countries. And totalitarianism is increasing because some governments, with the excuse of the pandemic, are taking measures that are not democratical against people, against the freedom of speech, and so on. And so, when we put how parliaments can help to win the battle against coronavirus and its consequences, we put everything there. And it'll be the main issue discussed in our assembly in May.
Mm-hmm.
We decided also, with the agreement, of course, of the Speaker of Austrian Parliament, to postpone the meeting of speakers from June to September.
Mm-hmm. September, Germany, September. Elections.
Between 6 and 10 of September in Vienna. We will see if it's possible. Mm-hmm. Between 6 and 10 of September. And our assembly in Kigali, we ask the Secretariat to prepare everything because it can be in a hybrid way. So, we wish to have a presential one meeting. It's different. The interaction between parliamentarians, the interaction between all of us is completely different. And so we may try to have a presidential meeting, but if someone is not available to attend Kigali, may attend by virtual tools, mm-hmm. and in mm-hmm. a hybrid mm-hmm. hybrid meeting. But because we discuss a lot in XCOM, if we decide to have a presidential meeting only when everyone will be ready to attend the meeting, we don't know if it will happen in Kigali or next spring or in 2023. And so we need to reopen. We hope that it will be possible to organize this way. So this is some decisions we took already. You know me, I believe in democracy, and I am a Democrat, and I wish to show it in special issues. Then I will talk about the China position, and I know. For instance, the situation in Venezuela. We have a huge discussion yesterday, on Monday, at the Executive Committee, because we have two letters. One letter from Mr. Guaido, saying that the elections were not free, and so please do not recognize the new assembly as representative of Venezuela. We should keep the representation of Venezuela. And the speaker of the new assembly say, no, I am elected as Speaker of Parliament, and so I need to, I should represent Venezuela in next assembly. We have a huge discussion, and it shows a separation between the countries of the 12 plus and of GRULAC, saying that the elections were not democratic, and so we don't have a democratic elections there, the freedom is not respected, and we need to give a signal that we will not accept it. But we have countries like China, Uzbekistan, and some African countries that said, no, we don't care if they, someone asks if the elections are free or not free. If we open a Pandora box, we will need to see in all, every time, if the elections are free or not, and so it's better to accept the new assembly. Okay. It was a huge discussion, and what we decided was not take a decision. And so, not take a decision because my feeling is that the majority will recognize the new assembly.
Yeah.
And so it was better to delay the decision. And so we are giving now a signal to the Maduro regime that we need more information before that. And we have a signal because the majority of the countries in the IPU will accept the new assembly as a representative. And one of them, and fighting for it, was China. And also about Myanmar. We discussed the situation in Myanmar. Again, China said, please, it's better not to take a decision already. We need to be precaution. We have need to be with precaution behavior. We don't know what is happening there. Of course, now we know. We have a coup d'etat, and the new parliament was not respected. And the majority of the members of parliament are detained now. But it was not possible to have, but China, for instance, are against a condemnation of the situation. And so we will ask more information about it. And I am trying to contact our friends in Myanmar to see if it's possible a visit, and I will go myself to Myanmar to show solidarity with the parliamentarians that are detained, and to be very critical with the coup d'etat. Because we need to defend democracy. I don't care if China will not like, forget. In the 1st of March, the leader of Belarus opposition will come to Lisbon, and I will have a meeting with her.
With Svetlana Tikhanovskaya.
Yes.
Ah, super.
And I said, I wish to meet her, because I think we need it. Of course, if we don't defend our values, who will defend our values? We should defend our values. Of course, Russia will not like it.
Yeah, but, our good friend Kozachev.
Okay, I don't care. okay, because I think if not, it will be, we need to show that first, the president of IPU, first of all, this is just one term. So I don't need to negotiate anything with no one to be reelected.
Yeah.
Second, we need to show that a president from the 12 plus is different from a president that can be from Uzbekistan or from other continent. That will do different because we have core values in our group that we should to have it on the table in all the actions. Of course, we respect the countries. We will not interfere in their point of views. But when parliaments are attacked, we need to defend our colleagues, parliamentarians. We defend Capitol and Mrs. Pelosi in U.S., as we defend in Myanmar, as we defend in Kiev. We don't care where is it, or in Caracas. We need to defend democracy. If we don't talk about it, we just, no one will care about IPU. And so, this is what I think. And so, yes, about the resolution of the speakers' conference, I agree. If we have a draft committee with some countries there inside, the documents, it will be not easy to find a consensus.
Yeah.
And the document will be without salt, may I say.
So, no, it will not be. It will be very difficult. It was very difficult or impossible to amend, and therefore I think nobody can tell, can have anything against if your secretariat is draft, make a draft, and then we come in with the amendments.
So I agree, and I will talk with Martin. We will make that proposition before the preparatory meeting of speakers of conference. And of course, we need to see what will be the main important issue on the table. Because we didn't think yet about it.
Yeah.
Because if we will have this issue, the pandemic, the role of parliament to win the battle against coronavirus and its consequences in our assembly in May, I don't know if we will put the same issue again in our meeting in September about with the speakers. Maybe you need to think other that can have a huge importance, but we need to think a little bit more about it.
Thank you so much. I thank you also that you gave me already an idea about your plans and the agenda. It will be not easy 6th to 10th September, because it's only 2 weeks before our elections. And we will see, I will communicate this to our president. If it takes place in September, we try to be present, of course, and also in Austria, it's our neighbor. So we would do our utmost, but it will be very difficult because what I said, the elections in Germany are not easy. The first elections for the conservatives without Angela Merkel. Sorry, I think when the Germans understand that Angela Merkel will not be candidate anymore, then probably the game's open because she has many people have confidence in her, and thank you also Duarte that you gave me an idea of your agenda, that you want to go to Myanmar. This is really perfect. We yesterday discussed it, what could we do to support the Democrats there or the democratic movement, and we are very active concerning Belarus. We have members of the parliament from all democratic groups. We are kind of we are kind of ambassadors of those who are in prison now. So there are these very strong women, for example, Maria Kolesnikova. She's German, Belarus, and she's in prison since months and months. And also Svetlana was received by different political groups, also by the conservatives. It's very good that you mentioned this, and that we do not forget those parliaments who are attacked. And I fully agree that this is the idea of the IPU, and this is the work and the moral duty of the IPU. And I do hope that you can travel as a president, that you can make your work as a president, and that the pandemic allows you also to go to countries like Myanmar or to go to Belarus or to go to Turkey, where also colleagues from us are in prison. You know that several of them are in prison. And I do hope that we can also receive you in Germany. So if ever you have time, it would be a pleasure and an honor for us to receive you and to as a president of the IPU, because I really think never ever this international relations, international cooperation, communication, we are more important than now. We need bridges and not walls, and the IPU is really important. So thank you so much, Duarte. Once again, my best wishes to your artist. You know that I'm fan of Portuguese music, especially pop music, you know. And I'm fan of football. By the way, the football, does the matches take place in your country?
Yes, without public.
Ah, oh, it's the same in Germany. It's the same in Germany. So thank you so much, and please stay safe. And best wishes to your friends and your secretariats.
Thank you.
And I do hope that we see each other in February in 22.
Yes.
In our meeting, and we see each other in May, and we feel hopefully each other in September or in Kigali.
I hope before Kigali it will be possible to have a presential meeting and to see you in
and
good health,
have
as it is.
A glass of wine and your wonderful cookies.
Yes, I will take, I will take, don't care. I will take pastéis de nata.
Thank you, bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Ali, vielleicht können wir noch kurz drin bleiben.
Nee, das ist nicht unser Link, oder?
Doch, also unser.
Kann man auch.
Ja.
Okay.
So.
Augenblick. Ich werde bloß versuchen, Herrn Pacheco auch.
Du kannst ihn ausschalten, ja.